Blessed and praised be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome all of you very warmly in the precious name of our Lord, and we wish you all God's blessing. Also all those who are joining us online, we trust the Lord that He will bless us beyond measure, just as we were blessed last night by the wonderful Word of God. Also this morning, we would like to praise and exalt His name. Brother Alfred Borg will read us the word for introduction, and Brother Schmidt will pray with us. And afterward, we have a child dedication. Let us start song from this little booklet, song number 16. Blessed be the fountain of blood, whiter than the snow. Number 16. Let us sing song number 10, Take the Name of Jesus With You, number 10.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise and thanks be unto the name of the Lord. We are grateful to be gathered here this morning. And also our expectation this morning is great. All of us, last night, we have been blessed richly. And we expect that the Lord will also bless us this morning. God has given to his people Israel every day new, fresh manna. And also we are here this morning and we expect that he will give us this morning fresh heavenly manna, his holy word. Before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I would like to read us a word from the scripture. From Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. From verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and understanding, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Can we all say amen to it?
Müssen wir noch etwas dazu sagen?
Must we add something to it?
Spricht nicht hier Paulus klar und
Paul speaks very clearly here.
Durch dieses Wort
through his, through this word he speaks to us this morning.
Er hat uns gesegnet.
He blessed us
in, Jesus Christus,
in Christ Jesus Segen. With all spiritual blessings. It has happened. He has given it to us. With all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Is this not wonderful? And he has chosen us before the foundation of the world. Have you not heard yesterday what Brother Frank has said? Before the foundation of the world, God has written our names into the Lamb's Book of Life. Can we understand it? We believe it with all our hearts. And this is important also this morning. That we not only hear the word, but that we believe it and then again have an experience with God. Praise and thanks. May the Lord come to his right with each one of us this morning. Let us now stand up. Great God, Father in heaven, we say thanks unto you in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, in whom you revealed yourself and you became man coming down to this earth. So that we become like you as you became like us. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the grace, for your holy word. We thank you that you are still speaking in our time and that there are still people who receive and hear and who believe you and your word. Lord, we thank you. Now we pray you, give grace today. All we who are gathered at this place, in your presence gathered, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you have sealed each one of us with your spirit of grace. Lord, give us also today grace. And speak thou to each one, to me and to all who are listening and who are watching. Great God, be merciful to us. The apostle expressed it, Lord. The blessing in heavenly places you have prepared for your people and you blessed them. And by this you blessed also us. We thank you, Lord. We ask you, please bless us. Bless all over. We also pray you, please bless and anoint the lips through which you can speak. We want to hear, great God, be merciful. We thank you. And we ask you for your blessing again and again. Amen. Let us sing Only Believe, and then the parents are coming with the child.
Thank you.
I was asking my brother that he will bless you, that he shall bless your child. The blessing, of course, comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from me. It doesn't come from him. It comes from the Lord. Take the child.
Amen.
My God. Hallelujah.
Himmlischer Vater,
Heavenly Father,
we
bring unto you Isabella, this child which you have given to our brother and sister, and we consecrate her unto you for time and for eternity. Receive it into your arms. Protect it, Lord. Let it grow in your grace and in the fear of God, and bless the whole house. Bless the parents, Lord, and give them grace to raise it in the fear of God. Lord, we thank you that you are still blessing, that you are still giving children. Oh, we praise your holy name. Precious sister, be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be consecrated to the Lord for time and for eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. Be also blessed in the name of the Lord. Be also blessed in the name of the Lord. Be all blessed in the name of the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Ja.
You may be seated.
Es ist einfach wunderbar.
It's just wonderful.
Welch ein Wort haben wir schon.
What a word we heard already.
Bei jedem Vers.
In every verse, one could stop.
Zu Herzen nehmen.
Taking it to heart.
Und danken.
Thanking.
Und danken.
And thanking.
Gott hat uns mit jedem.
God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Und was geht jetzt in deinem und meinem Herzen vor?
And what is going on now in your heart and in my heart? Beloved Lord, let it become true in me and through me. Let it be manifested. That it is really like this, that you really blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, as sure as our Lord really took every curse, every sin upon himself on the cross, everything what has come upon us. He took it upon him, upon himself. And he has given a perfect redemption. And not only the redemption, but also all the blessings which God has prepared for us from eternity on. These blessings, he has given them to us. Also today, we welcome all of you. You cannot imagine how I feel. The Lord really brings his work unto completion. Just as he completed his work of creation, so he completes the work of redemption. And we understood that Matthew 24, verse 14, has come to fulfillment. The gospel of the kingdom must and will be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then the end shall come. And before the end of the day of salvation comes, before the end of the time of grace comes, God promised to send a prophet with the last message of the calling out from everything what is not in conformity with God. And this is then 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Ye, my people, come out, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. Then I will receive you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters. And I will be your God. So, not only that the gospel is being preached unto all peoples and tongues, but that the last call goes forth to those who were chosen before the foundation of the world, that they are coming out from all confusion, that they are entering the most holy place, that they see the Ark of the Covenant open, and that they have the reverence before every word which the Lord spoke, and that they believe it with all their hearts. Not only that what fits into our concept, but as it is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word, which the Lord spoke. I have the question, where and when was the Word of God, has become the Word of God so precious to the believers, so important, so precious, like in our time? When and where was the Word so revealed and into all the details as in our time? One can really say out of conviction, this is the day which the Lord has made for us. And we may rejoice in the Lord, and we may know that He has given us the grace to know His way with His people in this time. We also see all the other things, how it comes to fulfillment. But we will not go here into all the details. But brothers and sisters, when Brother Branham time and again he referred to Luke 17, that when the Son of Man will be revealed, it will be like in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's just like that.
And
if you also recognize this in this area, in this realm, what shall one say to it? In our own country, one has to imagine this. In Munich, in the world famous city Munich, now 50 traffic lights for pedestrians shall have the 2 men and 2 women. And all who are waiting at the traffic light, all the pedestrians, until it becomes green, then they see these couples, this gay and lesbian couples, they must watch them until it becomes green. This one has to one imagine in our country, Sodom and Gomorrah, and even more. And as we said yesterday, Abraham and the elect group was not in Sodom at all. Yes, we are in this world, but we are not a part of Sodom and Gomorrah. We are elected We are outside of that what is going on. We are not judging. We are not judging. But we just say thanks to our Lord that we can believe. And not only can believe, but that we can let ourselves be corrected and then really walking and being placed into the will of God, in whom alone we can be sanctified. There is no sanctification without the will of God. Brothers and sisters, also today I could read all these emails to you, all the greetings from everywhere, from Russia, from Tajikistan, and various provinces which belonged previously to the large Soviet Union. All are connected now. All are listening. And we are just thankful also for that, that at this place there are languages. There on top, there are 12 brothers who are translating into 12 different languages. And all can listen in their language. Thanks be to the Almighty God for it, that also in this area, in this realm, he has given grace. How Brother Branham rejoiced that at that time there was a telephone hookup, and that some in the United States could connect via telephone to listen to that what he preached. What would he say today? Brothers and sisters, it's really a mighty time. Then the next point. All brothers, whether Brother Eliezer, whoever you are, our brother from Kananga, from the Congo, all brothers who are here today from all peoples and tongues, you are here at home. You are at home here. And the Lord God will bless you. And especially all from Prague. The choir has sung nicely. What do you think? What I feel? That God has given me the opportunity years ago in the city of Prague, in the chapel of Bethlehem, in which Jan Hus was preaching before Martin Luther was used by God in a mighty way, in the same church in which Jan Hus preached in Prague. There I was allowed to preach, and from there we had a program for the whole program, for the whole country. For you, it might be, now they are singing now who come from Prague. But for me, I am transferred back into things in which God has done in our days. When brothers are coming from Romania, from Italy, and especially ye, who are here for the first time here, everywhere, there is left a trace, a track. When I think of Palermo, in the time of Pastor Kinichi, 30 years back, but God has sown the word as a seed into the hearts. I could go from country to country, from city to city, and I could testify that God's word really doesn't return void, but it accomplishes for what it was sent for. And as yesterday briefly mentioned, the journeys in April and in May, just incomparable. God gives just grace in all peoples and tongues, that it is being passed on, and that really the last ones are being reached now by His grace. And then on the other hand, if one reads the statistics, right now there are 400 million Pentecostals on the earth. And 2 million charismatics, and together 6 million. And then if one thinks about that, all, really all, are bypassing what God is doing right now. Do you know what how I feel? What good is speaking in tongues? What good is what is being done there? What good? And as I experienced it on my last journey in one charismatic meeting, there I was introduced to the pastor. And in the English, it's both, just pastor, male or female.
And
like, not doctor, in the other languages, there's just one word for it, female or male. And then, when this pastor stood before me, it was a woman, short hair and in trousers. And then you can, of course, imagine what then happened. Not only the preaching of the message as such, but just also to say in love, saying in love, but with a fist on the table, the same God who has given the Ten Commandments, Exodus chapter 20, is the same God. I noted it down in Numbers, Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, he said, a woman shall not wear clothes of a man, and a man shall not bear women clothes. He's the same God who said it. And where is the respect? All are doing what they like. All are remaining in the Trinity doctrine, in the triune baptism. And also this must be said very clearly. Although we wrote about it already, and we preached already about it, but the triune formula was never used by prophets or apostles. Not a single time it's written in the Bible. Not a single time. Not a single time. And one just has to read it. That it's about the name. Preach the gospel. Teach all nations. And baptize them into the name in which God revealed Himself as Father and in the Son and by the Holy Spirit. And all, whether in Jerusalem, whether in Samaria, whether in Ephesus, whether Peter, whether Philip, whether Paul, all baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And to this, let me read the word from the Gospel of John, chapter 17, so that you know that it's the Lord Himself who reveals Himself, who reveals unto us His word and His name. The Gospel of John, it's written in chapter 17, in verse 3, John 17, verse 3, and this is eternal life, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. Not two or three divine persons, but the Father manifested in the Son to bring us back as sons and daughters, back to there where we belonged. But please, read verse 6. I have revealed thy name unto the man whom thou gavest me.
You have given me that name.
I have revealed thy name unto the man whom thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were. They are your possession. Thine they are. And thou gavest them me. And they have kept thy word. And not only the name, but as written here in verse 14, I have given them thy word. Not only revealed thy name, I have given them thy word. And the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Beloved, it's just so mighty if we think about it, that the living God took himself the time, also by the ministry of Brother Branham, to put the original doctrines, beginning with the fall, all of the plan of salvation of God, to set it forth, to put it up on a lampstand, and to open our understanding for the Scripture, so that we really abide in the Word of God and are being settled in it. And as the Apostle Paul has written here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, so it also applies to us in this time. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. The evidence is not with our words. The evidence is by the Spirit, from Scripture to Scripture, up to the promise, to the fulfillment. And then Paul writes in verse 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Not in the wisdom of men. What, I'm not interested about what people are saying. And if one then has to find out what the theologians say about God, about the Lord, about the Bible, one can really take the head in both hands and can say, oh God, how long will you look at these things? But the Lord, really, he has a elect flock who was called out and who believes as the Holy Scripture has said it. And then Paul continues here, especially in verse 7, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Just take this, what we read now, take this to that what was read from Ephesians chapter 1. Before the world was, before the foundation of the world, and we are ordained not only to have been chosen, but that what God has purpose before the foundation of the world to recognize it, to get it revealed, and to have part in it. It's an indescribable grace which the Lord has given us, and it really humbles us under the mighty hand of God. And just tell me, who are we? Who is a brother Frank? Who is a brother Schmidt? Who are we? Who are we all? Who? Nothing. Nothing. And again, nothing. But God, before the foundation of the world, He purposed a plan so that we, in this time, found grace in His sight and are letting ourselves be placed into this plan of salvation. And then it's written here, in verse 14, one can actually read verse 12 also, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. How should God give us not all things through Him? God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, and for this we are grateful. Now, it must be manifested, and it will be manifested in as much as God has said it, and in as much God has promised it. In all this setting forth, especially of the Apostle Paul, we see how the Spirit of God was leading him, how He was guiding him, even up into the most little details. And before that, I had to think about it, how Paul, in 1 Corinthians, in chapter 11, he has written, when he has given instructions for the local church, and that everything must be done according to the will of God. And then in the summary, he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, in verse 14 and 15, he said, does not even nature itself teach you that if a man has long hair, it is a shame unto him? But if a woman has long hair, it is a glory to her, for the long hair is given her for a covering.
Hat es Paulus nötig, die Schwestern gegen sich aufzubringen?
Was it necessary for Paul to get the anger of the sisters against him? That was it really necessary to him to teach? Yes, it belonged to it. And it belongs to it today. And also this we said, as I said before, also in the Pentecostal movement, if we look into it, really, all are doing what they like. And in the one city, Der, even the young sisters, 18, maybe 20, 22 years, they came to the front with long trousers, painted up faces, short hair. What was left to me but to say at the end, I hope that for the next service, no sister comes anymore with a male clothing. One just has to say this. Not to be a moral preacher, but to say to the people the truth, who have not received a teaching, it must be said. And if one says, oh, this is the outwardly, then one has to say, outwardly it is manifested what is going on the inside. Outwardly is being manifested what is going on inside. But let us come now to the main thing, also in the Old Testament. As we mentioned, God said everything what had to be said. He has given the Ten Commandments.
And
for us who we believe, it's of course not difficult to keep them. Whoever doesn't pay attention to it respects God's word, not. But it's even written more. It's not only written in Exodus 20. It also goes on. What the Lord God has given in the law for the men and all together what he has given along the way. And it all depends on us. I read it to you so that all might know that what God ever said, it remains like this, just as he said it at that time. Nothing, and again nothing, will be changed of that what God has said. And if we go with it to Leviticus 20, then we see how the Lord God has also included the outwardly and the natural things. After he said, I am holy, and he shall also be holy. Leviticus, chapter 20, here it's written, in verse
7,
sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. And ye shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. And then comes the whole listing, which belongs to the sanctification. And brothers and sisters, let us take it serious. I don't believe. I can say this with a good conscience. I don't know of any case in which is being written down here in Leviticus chapter 20. I know of no case that a believing brother would fall into this register, into this list. I don't know it. But here it's of course written from verse 10, Leviticus 20, verse 10. And the man that committed adultery with another man's wife. Even then comes the death penalty. Then it continues and it continues. You can read it yourself. Then verse 13, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them should die. Everything is being said as it is. One just has to read this whole register. And therefore our Lord said, ye shall be holy. Ye shall be holy. That what I command you, you shall obey. You shall obey. God wanted to have order among his people. He didn't want that a man takes another man's wife. He didn't want that a man takes another man. He didn't want that a man lies with an animal. No, he wanted, he shall be holy, for I am holy. And this sanctification, this divine sanctification, will be really manifested in our personal lives, and God gives us the grace to do it. Then we have it in Leviticus chapter 26. We have a special chapter with that what the Lord complained about. And time and again he has put the emphasis upon obedience. Leviticus 26. Here one could read from verse 7 up to verse 27, knowing of what all was said. But let us look now. Let us look into it, into this precious and holy word, Leviticus 26, verse 14. But if ye will not obey unto me, and will not do all these commandments, and if ye shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my instructions, so that ye will not do all my commandments, but that ye break my covenant. It's a very serious matter which God has said in the Old Testament. And right now, we are also coming to the New Testament. So, not only message, but the kernel which belongs to our personal life, which belongs to the redemption, to the sanctification, without which no one will see the Lord. That it really happens and is manifested in us by his grace. Then, verse 18. And if ye will not yet for all obey me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. Obedience. What did we emphasize? Brothers and sisters, obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is that what the Lord requires of us. Obedience and faith belong together. Then verse 21, and if ye walk contrary unto me, and will not obey me, it's really about obedience. And verse 24, then will I also walk contrary unto you, that nevertheless, if you will not be obedient to me, and if you will contrary unto me, why is it written? that we should not resist the Spirit of God. For instance, whether we touch upon the subject Godhead, baptism, election, whatever biblical subject we look at, please believe every word just as it is written. Don't have any resistance in you, but receive and accept what God has said. Then the one verse, verse 33 in Leviticus 26, and I will scatter you among the heathen and will draw out a sword after you. And your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. Why? Because God has chosen the country, the land, the people. He wanted to have an order among his people. He said, I want to be your God, and ye shall be my people. I made a covenant with you. The blood of the Lamb was sacrificed. The book was sprinkled. The people was sprinkled. Ye are my possession. I have promised you the land, and I lead you into it. And then rebellion, disobedience, and again disobedience, until the Lord could not bear it anymore. And he had to say, if it is like this with you, and if you just do what all the people are doing, all the others, then I can scatter you among these people. And I can draw a sword after you. What can the Lord God do with people who don't believe him, who are not obedient unto him, who are walking on their own ways? Brothers and sisters, we have been called to obey by faith. And this Peter has emphasized in his epistle, 1 Peter chapter 1, the man of God has taken the word from the Old Testament. Here, 1 Peter chapter 1, we read from verse 13, 1 Peter chapter 1, from verse 13, and then we are coming to verse 16, where he says, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And before that, in 1 Peter, in chapter 1, from verse 13, it says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be offered unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves, no resistance, no having an inner agreement to every word of God, walking by it and experiencing the impact of the word. Verse 15, we read, verse 14, as obedient children. Now, in comparison to the disobedience in the Old Testament, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, No, renewing by the Spirit of God, being born again by the Word and Spirit unto a living hope by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Then, verse 15, but as he who has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conduct. In all manner of conduct. Not only here or here somewhere, no, really, to live out by the grace of God, to live out what Paul has also written. Now I live no more, but Christ lives his life through me. Let us read verse 15 once again, and also verse 16. But as he who has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conduct. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And then everything is being presented, how it should be in our lives by His grace, without our own efforts. It's really the divine life in us, which works all things what God has given us by His grace. Here in verse 22, it's written, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. Here it's written, seeing ye have purified your souls in obedience, in disobedience, no sanctification is possible. No, in obeying the truth, and God's word is the truth. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. May God give it to me. May God give it to all of us. That we have this divine love which joins us with God, which joins us with one another. And when Paul writes about it, that the body of the Lord consists of many members, and he made the statement, by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. Brothers and sisters, then we need this Spirit baptism. We need this baptism of the Spirit and fire so that we can become a member of the body of Christ in as much as the love of God was manifested by the sacrifice when the Lord gave His blood. For God so much loved the world that He has given His only begotten Son, so that all who believe on Him should not perish, but have eternal life. And then the love of God poured out by the Holy Spirit into the hearts of the redeemed. Firstly, the love of God manifested on the cross of Calvary, redemption, forgiveness, reconciliation. And then the love of God being poured out by the Holy Spirit into the heart of the redeemed. So that we can love God with divine love, also loving us, loving each other with a divine love, as written, loving one another with a pure heart, fervently. The love remains. Everything will cease. All prophesyings, everything will cease. But the love of God remains, which was poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, we are waiting for the latter rain, and most surely it will come. It comes surely. But in the meantime, we can be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I'm really waiting for the day where we come together, really coming together for prayer. Not just to hear a sermon, but coming together for prayer until we all broke through, penetrated, and until the Spirit can fall. Now we are still coming to hear a sermon, but briefly, but please, in future, don't come to hear a sermon. Come with a longing to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Namely, that what happened at the beginning also happens at the end. And for this, there are many scriptures in the Old and in the New Testament. So, by the grace of our God, it will happen. Then, verse 25. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. What a grace God has given unto us. And now just briefly, coming to that, what Paul has written in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, from verse 10 to 12. We all know the scriptures. We know them inside out, because they have not, the second part of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10, the second part, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. That they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So, here the verdict is spoken upon all who have not loved the truth. How grateful we can be that we may believe without efforts. Without effort, we can believe with all our hearts. Every word believing every word, confirming every word with an amen. So be it. That's how God said it, and that's how it takes place. Also here, one more comparison. With all them who came forth from the revival of Brother Branham, 1946, no man heard of a Billy Graham or a Oral Roberts or a Tommy Hicks or of any revival. No one heard of it. Perhaps they have referred to Los Angeles, to Azusa Street, where a preacher, Parham, experienced the spirit baptism. But what was 1946? All were walking on their own ways. And then God sent his servant and prophet. And this not only with the preaching of the full gospel, but also with the full confirmation of the word which was preached. And therefore the message from the beginning on, the message was confirmed by God. Didn't we say it here repeatedly? You can all take it from the internet. More than 1,500 times, Brother Branham could say in the prayer line, "Thus saith the Lord," because God has shown him in a vision where the people are coming from and what problem they have. And then he could proclaim that they are healed, because the angel of the Lord told him, all who are shown to you in the vision, they are already healed by God. You just have to speak it out. And it happened. God confirmed the word as never before. Really, as never before. And if you then look at the sad part with those who glorify Brother Branham, and this we don't do, we give all the glory to the Lord. But then, all the misunderstandings, really, all the misunderstandings about the statements which Brother Branham has made. It really touches me. It touches me so deeply that what God has said was misunderstood in such a way up to that the time of grace is over, that the Lord has left the mercy seat, and that the return of the Lord took place already, and so on and so on. All kinds of things are being said. They don't pay attention to the word. They don't hearken to the word. They don't go back to the word. And that what Brother Branham said, for instance, in March 1963, he has seen it, what he preached. It was, of course, also that what John has seen on the Isle of Patmos when it was revealed to him. But 1963, the Lord, of course, didn't leave the mercy seat. 1963 was not a half an hour silence in heaven. No, and again, no. 1963, everything was revealed in detail, as it was also shown to John. 1963, the Lord didn't descend as the angel of the covenant. He didn't put yet foot upon land and sea. Brothers and sisters, you cannot imagine what goes on in me when one looks at all these heresies and then the confusion of the people of God, and this in reference to Brother Branham. This really hurts terribly. This causes a pain, and I think I said it yesterday also. I sit at my desk, and I weep. I just weep because I'm torn in pieces. I'm weeping that such things are happening now. And always the prophet said, they shall show me where I find it in the scripture. And only if we take everything back to the word of God, then we have the right context. Then we know what's all about. And also think about it. Just remember, when Brother Branham preached, he wanted to preach about the seven trumpet angels, the judgment angels. Then the Lord said to him, don't worry, this refers to the time after the rapture. And if whatever was said to Brother Branham, whatever, if one makes a bottom line to it, then there's no discrepancy, there's no misunderstanding at all. Then the Spirit of God leads us, of course, into all the truth. And by the way, if it is written in Revelation 4 afterward, so after the church age of Laodicea, but we are still in the age of Laodicea. Yes, and then it has been shown what comes after that, but we are still in it, we are still in the last church age, and in this last church age, it's of course over to the bride, that the bride is being called out of the church, and then the wonderful promise, he that overcometh shall sit with me on my throne, just as I have overcome and sit down on the throne of my Father. Oh, what could be mentioned here? God has just given us this grace. And also this we mentioned here before, 1933, when Brother Branham received this divine commission to go out, and that the message which was given to him would forerun the second coming of Christ, there, with a loud voice, he was commanded, read 2 Timothy chapter 4. Read 2 Timothy chapter 4. All of us, we know what is written there. I command you, in the presence of God, in Jesus Christ, preach the word, be it in time or out of season, for a time will come where they will not endure the sound doctrine. And Brother Branham, this text, he has torn this text out of his Bible and he put it into the cornerstone of his chapel, of his tabernacle. And he said, Lord, for this cause I dedicate this house unto you. At this place only your word is being preached, just as you said it. And then he bought himself a new Bible to preach out of it. And what shall I say of it, to it? When that, at that time, in France, together with Brother Barrier, we had meetings in the city of Marseille, and I was asked for the first time, what do the seven thunders mean? What shall I say? I could only say, I don't know it. And I said, good night, have a good night. And I went up the stairs into my small room. But on the next morning, I said it many times, on the next morning, today I have the same watch. It runs day and night. It doesn't need a watchmaker. And one watchmaker said, it's one of the best watches. And it was in the morning, 5 to 5, when this mighty experience came, when this mighty experience was over, my servant, get up and read 2 Timothy chapter 4. What do you think? What do you think? What such experience mean for me, for my whole life, for the whole proclamation? And when I was at the end, with verse 5, as I was reading, preach the word, be instant, in season and out of season. Then I could take my Bible, I could put my Bible onto the small table, and I could raise my hands toward the Lord, and I said, dear, beloved Lord, just as sure as you commanded me to read this scripture, so sure that what the seven thunders uttered in Revelation 10 was not written down. And therefore, it cannot and it will not be preached. I have to preach the word. And the word is written here. But do you know how internationally I'm judged by the fanatics that I don't believe the seven thunders? I believe the seven thunders, which will happen when the Lord descends and when he puts his foot upon land and sea. But that seven special men from all continents are being used to reveal the seven thunders. No, and again, no. But for this I'm judged. Because they accuse me that I don't believe what the prophet said. And brothers and sisters, let us say it very humbly. God has given me, God has given us really the grace to understand everything correctly, to place it into the right context, to know where what belongs. Although Brother Branham, with the seven thunders, which he mentioned more than 50 times, for him it was just so important, because in the moment when he was moving to Arizona, and when the revelation of the seven seals was before happening, it's a big difference between the revelation of a thing and between the fulfillment of that what is being shown in the revelation. It's a difference. But let us say it really in the name of the Lord. When our beloved brother was there helpless, really helpless he was, not knowing what would happen at the next time, in the next moment. And he was asking me, the least one he was asking, can you go in my state to Los Angeles? Can you preach there in my state? I have to pack my luggage. We have to move to Arizona. To me, the least, the poorest among all. Me, he asks that I should preach in his state in Los Angeles because he would move in December, moving in January to Arizona. But that happened. When he went into the mountains, then it happened that this mighty seven thunderclaps happened. And when Brother Branham looked up, he saw the supernatural cloud with the seven angels in the form of a pyramid. And the seventh angel spoke to him, and he commanded him to return to Jeffersonville because the seven seals should be opened. Brothers and sisters, sometime I, of course, didn't jump down with a parachute into something From the very beginning, from 1955, I was with it, in it, and time and again. And since 1958, in December, we translated all the sermons which Brother Branham preached in the USA, here in Krefeld, on the Inrad Street. We were playing them, we were listening to them. And in the house of Brother Alfred Borg, brothers and sisters, God has given me a great responsibility with it, because I've been an ear and eye witness of those things which God did in our time. And then the supernatural glory which came down there, and then the instruction, return, return, for the seven seals will be revealed. God has really done great things. He has given us grace. He has helped us. He has given us the insight and understanding of the whole plan of salvation. Let us summarize what it is all about today. The church in the age of Laodicea is walking on their way. But those who belong to the Bride of the Lamb, they are being called out. And all who are hearing now the voice of God are compared with those who have seen the land of promise and who could abide in it. Just as Paul lined it out in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, all were eating manna, all were drinking water from the rock. All have experienced all. And then the finding out, in most of them, God was not well pleased. Brothers and sisters, one thought is touching me. Among the 246 questions which were sent to me, I have picked out the main question. And the main question was, what is the difference between the foolish and the wise virgins? And about this we will write. About this we will write. About this we will speak. God is so merciful to us. Really so merciful. Without our efforts. The word is given to us. The clarity is given to us. The understanding and insight into everything what God has to say to us in this time and to reveal it to us. Let us say it one thing. The ministry of Brother Branham is finished, and all who are waiting that he will return and would finish his ministry, for this there's no promise at all in the Bible. Although Brother Branham was mentioning a dream of a brother who really said, I have heard the voice of Brother Branham in a dream. I will ride this trail again. This Brother Branham repeated, but this was not revealed unto him. This the man was dreaming, and Brother Branham just repeated what this man dreamt. But we are not dreaming. We are going back to the Word of God. And we know that the Lord will finish His work by His grace. And this we are expecting in our time. God is faithful. Let us take it to heart what was read in the word of introduction in Ephesians chapter 1, namely, that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Let us connect it with the request, beloved Lord, that's how it is written, that's how we believe it, please let it be manifested in such a way. Confirm thy word in our midst. And it comes. No promise will remain unfulfilled. And what is impossible with men, this is possible with God. So let us trust the Lord that He will send the former and the latter rain at the same time. Really, He will send it. As James has written it, as it is written in Zechariah 10, as it is written in the Old and in the New Testament, promised. The Lord God will finish His work of redemption. But please, let us also take to heart what we have read. Namely, that our soul, our spirit, our body is unrebukable, without blame, would be found at the return of the Lord. I think it's written in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, that soul, spirit and body, without blame, blameless, will be kept at the return of the Lord. It should be written here somewhere. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you agree with it? We just say, Lord, give grace to it. Give grace that this word, be honest, the willing God has laid into us, and by grace He will give the completion by grace. Not you with your own power, but by the power of God. It will be manifested in all of us. And then there will be no resistance, no rebellion. Then nothing of that will be found, but only an inner agreement, an inner connection to that, what God promised. We believe it with all our hearts that at the return of the Lord, the true believers will be preserved blameless before the Lord, according to spirit, soul, and body. O the blood of the Lamb, O the Word of God, O the Spirit of God, everything will be worked in us by the blood, by the Word, and by the Spirit of God. And we just say, Lord, here I am. Let it be done to your glory. I believe as the Scripture says. Also this, let it be emphasized. We believe that the last message is reaching the ends of the earth, that all tongues and all peoples are included now. We believe that the signs of the time are speaking a loud and clear language, that the return of the Lord is is at hand. And therefore it is written, remain sober. Please, remain sober in word and deeds. Be of a sound mind, being sober. Remain with your feet upon the earth, but in the heart being connected with God, so that no reproach comes upon the name of the Lord, but that we all are being blessed by God and are being made a blessing. He who started, he will also finish unto the glorious day of his return. And this we can pass on to all. Whoever hears and believes the last message, whoever accepts it and receives it, and whoever lets himself be corrected according to the word of God, so that the will of God happens through our lives, you just need to read Hebrews 10. By the sacrifice of one, by the offering of one sacrifice, he has perfected them who let themselves be sanctified. Let us read this verse by standing up now. Let us read this verse together. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14. In reverence. Reading it in reverence. Hebrews 10, verse 14, for by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. This amen was not loud enough. Amen. Forever. He brought us to the goal. With all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, he blessed us in Christ Jesus. And please believe it. God cannot make us hope. No, he will fulfill. And at the return of the Lord, we will experience and see it together. Today we will hear two songs, one in the Spanish language, and then also Brother Jean-Claude, and then once again we will pray together. We will give the call. Brother Ernst, please come to the front, and Brother Jean-Claude, afterward you are also coming. Today, we will give you the call. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, so that no one goes here burdened, so that all can lay off their burden. As a songwriter has sung, thy burden, you may lay it upon Jesus. And you may trust him as a friend. He gives grace and he gives a blessing. And we will. Do you want to sing first? Then sing now. Sing. And all of us, we tune in.
Alleluia.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Is our brother and sister here? You are here. Very nice.
Zur Ehre des Herrn. Wir alle können mitsingen.
It would be good if everything that is being said in the other languages, if we would all understand it. But we understood it in the Spirit. We bow our heads now. We remain in silent prayer. And also this service. We don't want to close it except that all have received the opportunity to dedicate their lives to the Lord. To the faith, as the Scripture says, to return, really to believe every word of God and to get it revealed. And that we really become one heart and one soul. Who would like to be remembered in this prayer? Please raise your hands. Everywhere.
Oh God, geliebter Herr.
Dear Lord,
du selbst hast zu dir gerufen,
you yourself said,
hast gesagt,
you have said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest unto your souls. I will quicken you. Beloved Lord, you are present to confirm your word. Together we glorify the power of your blood and of your word and of your spirit. Together we thank you that we may live now where the last call goes forth, that we may believe now, being obedient. Dear Lord, give it to all of us that faith and obedience is joined together with you, and that we can grasp it by faith, that by the one offering, when you died on the cross of Calvary for us, the redemption and the reconciliation, the full salvation we received, and once for all we have been perfected. Oh, beloved Lord, we may have the goal before us. Please save what is lost. Heal what is sick and deliver what is bound by the power of God. May it happen with all who have heard the word today and who believed it. Give it to all of us that the faith and the obedience is joined together with you, and that it is being manifested in our lives, just as with Abraham. He believed, and he saw the promise fulfilled, and he was obedient when he should sacrifice Isaac. And he knew, when he would have sacrificed him, that the Lord God would raise him from the dead, and that they both would return. With God, all things are possible. Receive it by faith, and receive it with a grateful heart. We ask it in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Now the question, whether someone would like to be baptized. Is there someone who would like to be baptized biblically? The opportunity is here. Do we see two hands? All right. Brother Miskis is in our midst. And the baptism can take place right after the service. Today, we will ask a few brothers to come to the front to thank the Lord. We will ask Brother Kukaczka. We will call Brother Yuri Kebernik. We will call Brother Danz Eisen. And then we see who of the brothers, also Brother Eliezer, who of the brothers who have visited us can then also join this prayer. You shall just know that we appreciate it, that you have come from far to hear the word. And then there's the question, how many ministers we can allow to bring us the word? And then one doesn't know where one should start and where one should stop. But for the prayer, we have the time. Please come to the front. Brother Friedrich, please come. Then Brother Yuri Kepernick also comes. And whoever would like to thank the Lord, just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Our Redeemer, our God, we are grateful that we could be here today at this place
where you speak
through your servant to your people the word for this last time. And we submit under you. We believe all your word. And we wait for the fulfillment. Bless your servant on all the journeys with all your people, so that your bride is being called out and that she is settled in your word. And to you, the only God, be all the glory and honor and praise and all the worship. For you are only worthy. Bless your people, bless your word in our hearts, bless our lives, so that our lives represent your love.
Amen.
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 Great God, with all my heart, we would like to thank you for these precious words of life which we heard today. Lord, you let us have part in your plan of salvation. You are giving us insight into your plan of salvation, and in that what you are doing right now. Oh Lord, what a grace, what a privilege that we may see this, that we may experience it. Lord, you will complete and finish your work. Whatever we heard, we believe it with all our hearts. We say yes, we say amen to it, to every word. For us, it is God's holy word. Oh, we want to keep it. We want to keep it unmingled, pure, pondering upon it, and you will give the completion yourself. Faithful is he who promised it. He will also do it. Oh, my heart is moved to thank you. Praise, honor, and glory be unto your holy name. Amen. Great God, you who have created the heavens and the earth, our Heavenly Father, we thank you with all our hearts. You have given us grace. You have forgiven us. You have written our names into the Lamb's Book of Life, slain before the foundation of the world. Who are we and what are we? We are your children. You have shed your blood here on this earth. You are our Redeemer. We heard your words today. Be holy, for I am holy. Help us, Lord. You have said it. Without me, you can do nothing. We ask you, please help us. Lord, let your Spirit be poured upon us. Lord, give us this your love. Give us your peace. For Lord, without your help, we cannot see you. Bless all over the earth. This I pray in your name. To you be the glory in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Who else has come? Ever faithful Father, we thank you for everything what we received. Our soul is satisfied. We are happy in the Spirit. And this spiritual food we want to bring also to the people of Brazil. Also the group in Brazil, in Genoa. Lord, go with us now. Abide with your servant who has always enough spiritual food for us. We are encouraged so that we can walk forward. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. Amen. And we give our brother greetings, many greetings to Brazil. And wherever you are coming, take greetings with you. The Lord be with you. Does anybody want to still come to thank the Lord? It's really so wonderful. To him, the Almighty God, be all the praise and glory. Let us now just also mention that Brother Graf was called home. All of us, we knew Brother Graf from Switzerland. Since 1974, he belonged to it, to us. And also there he had much responsibility. In 1979, when many were deceived and many have changed their attitude, also they have changed their attitude toward me. And then their brother Graf said, I abide with my decision, which God made. And all brothers who were present in Switzerland, they stood with this decision until today. They were not brought under a strange influence, but they accepted the respected the decision which God made. May the Almighty God bless also our sister Graf and all who are still sad. May he comfort them. Very soon the time will be here where all of us will be with the Lord. Once again, all from all tongues and peoples, We give you greetings. Please take greetings to all. Also now all who are still joining us online, be blessed in the name of the Lord. The return of Jesus Christ is at hand. Remain sober everywhere and thank the Lord for the great privilege that we may live now and that we may have part in that what God is doing right now. And have mercy with all who are foolish and who are only looking back to that what God has done once upon a time and who are bypassing what God is doing right now. Such people are foolish. The wise are walking with. They are walking with. The wise understood that what God has done in the past, this joined us with that what God is doing right now. And that what God is doing right now joins us with that what God will still do. To Him, the Almighty God, be the glory. Also to you in Italy, in all of Romania, God bless in all peoples, in all tongues. Remember me in your prayers. If one has gone beyond 80, then it goes toward the 90s. But to the Lord be the thanks. Despite of all the flights during the night and whatever happened in my last two journeys, God has just given grace. And there will be a rich harvest in eternity. Much fruit. Shall we ask our choir to sing us a song? Where's our choir leader? We are grateful to God. Grateful to God. If not, then we are closing. And we ask Brother Schmidt that he prays with all of us. Thank the Lord. They are not prepared. Oh yes, oh yes. There he is. Let us sing the chorus. Thou art worthy, thou art worthy. It's just so mighty. Let me read the scripture, which fits directly to it. He said to them, Luke 21, verse 29,
ja, man muss eigentlich mit 28
one should actually start with verse 28.
Wenn dies nun
Luke 21, verse 28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away until all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Great God, Lord in heaven, we just heard it now, your Spirit. By the songwriter it was expressed, the Word. Lord, besides your Word, there is nothing on earth what could stand forever. Lord, as we read, heaven and earth shall pass away, but your words shall not pass away. You promised, and we experience it in these days, that your word, Lord, we experience it and we rejoice that in all the world there are people who are called still, who are willing to believe you, who believe your word. Lord, be merciful to all of us. Please be also merciful who give a testimony today of a good conscience before men and before you to walk. Please bless them. Bless us all. Lord in heaven, you know the words are missing. I cannot express it. And nevertheless, I thank you with the bottom of my heart for the grace, for the faithfulness, for the mercy and loving kindness, for the revelation, and for the manifestation of your love which you have toward your people. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Brother Miskis, please say something about the water baptism. And please pray for all the young people who dedicated their lives yesterday to the Lord. Heavenly Father, our hearts are so overwhelmed for the blessing which we received this morning. Yes, in an overflowing fullness, you blessed us this morning with your presence, with your living word. Lord, what a fullness of grace, what a fullness of love and faithfulness and truth we may take home now, pondering upon it in our hearts, keeping it. Bless all, Lord, who have received and accepted your word. Lead them and guide them in this wonderful light along the way which you prepared for us, which will end there in glory. Bless young and old who received and accepted your word. Prepare us, Lord. You are the one who sanctifies us. And you will present us holy and blameless before yourself. Continue to bless us. Continue the hearts, Lord, who are going to be baptized now. They are giving our testimony that they are walking in a new life with you. Bless all of them worldwide, also those who are joining us online. May all the praise come through all the lips before your throne of grace. For thou alone art worthy to receive all worship and glory. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.